This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 4th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The day is warm and sunny across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a pleasant day to be outside and enjoy the sunshine. In Haifa, the weather is equally inviting, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports, just under an hour ago, that the next round of negotiations between the U.S. and Iran will take place in about a week, focusing on the nuclear issue. Also, a Palestinian family claims settlers annexed their unfinished West Bank home, as reported by the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, I-24 News reports that U.S.-Iran talks are set for Pakistan on July 11th, with sanctions, frozen funds, and nuclear issues on the agenda. Separately, JNS reported 2 hours ago that the IDF has killed 20 terrorists in Gaza and captured 60 in Judea and Samaria, turning their attention to the Khan Yunis area. And finally, the Times of Israel reports that a legal group has filed a complaint in Italy against an Israeli man for alleged Gaza war crimes. From X, the latest. John Spencer, a military strategist, posted just minutes ago suggesting listeners check out his podcast discussing the complexities of tunnel warfare. Yainet Global shared 13 minutes ago that Iran's conservative factions are experiencing an internal power struggle torn between pragmatists and hardliners over a U.S. deal. Memory highlighted 38 minutes ago that Hezbollah leader Naim Qassem criticized the framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon, calling it humiliating and shameful. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the U.S.-Iran negotiations, talks are expected to resume in Islamabad on July 11th, as Al Arabiya reports. These discussions will tackle contentious issues like sanctions and frozen funds. The outcome could have significant implications for regional diplomacy and nuclear proliferation concerns. Turning to the West Bank, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post revealed that a Palestinian family reported settlers annexed their unfinished home. This incident comes amid a surge in settler attacks, which rose by 130% since 2023, according to a UN inquiry. Such tensions continue to escalate conflicts in the region. Meanwhile, the IDF's recent operations have led to significant casualties and arrests, as covered by JNS. With 20 terrorists killed in Gaza and 60 arrested in Judea and Samaria, the focus has shifted to Khan Yunis. These actions highlight ongoing security efforts in response to persistent threats. In other developments, the Times of Israel reports that a legal group has filed a complaint in Italy against an Israeli individual for alleged war crimes in Gaza. The Hind Rajab Foundation accuses the combat engineer of public endorsement of such actions. This case adds to the growing number of legal challenges faced by IDF personnel abroad. Turning to business and markets. First, Yainet Business reports that Kato Networks celebrated a $4.8 billion valuation with an event in Tel Aviv, marking significant growth with over $350 million in annual recurring revenue. Separately, CTech highlights the challenges in the tech industry, noting that while many aspects have been disrupted, foundational challenges remain, particularly those that AI cannot yet solve. And finally, Walla Business mentions that a proposal for a VAT reduction by United Torah Judaism's chairman was postponed due to opposition from the finance minister. This delay highlights ongoing debates over economic policy. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 9 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.